not have a letdown and make sure we do what we need to do on our end to get a win on Sunday. Bottom line, point blank. That's what we're going down there for, to get a win. A team against a team that hasn't won. But, again, we know that each week anything can happen. So they're a good ball club. You can't go off what their rank, what their record is. They're coming off a bye. They're fresh. They've had time to prepare. So we have to make sure we do our due diligence to come out there with a win.
Not having Aaron in practice today, how does it affect you?
We still have to go out there and do what we do. We still have to go out there and give Flynn great looks. He did a great job today. Threw a great ball today. So we have guys to step up and to continue on. That's the nature of the game. But again, Aaron's going to be fine. I think he's at the point now where he can miss a day or two or three maybe and still be effective on Sundays.
You guys obviously had a great second half Sunday, but the first half, what do you guys have to do to come out a little bit faster?
You know what? We just got to execute. Point blank. We have to execute, move the chains, establish some momentum early and continue on with that. The biggest thing is just start fast. We come out emotionally with a lot of emotion, a lot of enthusiasm, and just get it done, period. That's our mindset.
Is that just a lack of focus coming out? Is it just the excitement or, you know?
I wouldn't say it's a lack of focus. Definitely wouldn't say it's a lack of focus. Sometimes you come out faster. Sometimes you don't start as fast as you would like to. But, Cleveland game, we started off fast, and then we got stopped here on the 4th and 1, or 4th and inches. So it's a matter of just executing the plays that are called and moving the chains. I wouldn't say that. I think we just started spreading the ball around and letting guys make plays. You know, again, that game is long gone now. The 24-hour rule is not in effect anymore. Monday's over. If you'd have caught me Monday, maybe, but we're on the Tampa, so hopefully we can come out like we did. And spread the ball around, get the chains moving, and build up some momentum early.
It might sound kind of weird because Tampa's on 7, but it's almost like, considering where you guys are, it's almost like a must win. I mean, if that plays, or maybe it gets redundant or something.
You know what? Every week is a must win if you ask the players. I think each week you go out there to win, so it's a must win. If you don't, it's not the end of the world, but in your mindset, you have to go by that as, we got to win this game. Even though they're 0-7, like I said, they're a great ball club. It's hard to win on Sundays. Anything can happen. They're going down to their home. They have a great crowd behind them. And we lost down there last year. So that's something we need to hang our hat on and have a chip on our shoulder about that, just to give us a little bit of extra oomph going into that game.
Is that what you're going to tell yourself, that they're a great ball club? Is it really not a great ball club?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this.
Come on.
Anything can happen on any given Sunday. Everyone knows that. And you know, it's not always, they haven't just been thrashed in any game. You can say the New England game, the last game, but other than that, they've been in the ball game. They've had opportunities to win ball games. So you can't really just look at the overall 0-7 record. That means nothing. It's an uncommon opponent. So we don't play them every single year, but we played them enough where we know what they're doing. They kind of know what we're doing. They know what we're about. So, like I said, they beat us last year with some of the same guys. So we have to go out there with the mindset that we can't have a letdown.
Is it a little frustrating for you to have the challenge you guys have on offense? Just keep sending things forward on a more basis.
That's always going to be frustrating when you know you have the talent, the weapons to get the job done, and you don't execute to get it done. But again, it all comes back to execution, regardless of what plays are being called. You have to execute. The opposing defense can know exactly what you're doing, but if you execute, there's no way they can defend it. So it is what it is. We have weapons. We've used them to our benefit sometimes. Sometimes we haven't. But at the same time, it's a collective team effort. So we have to get the job done, not only on offense, but defense as well, especially.
Does their defense look vaguely familiar, considering how good Banks and then Sanders are running up here? Do the things they do are kind of familiar to what you worked against in practice?
Yes, very, very familiar with what we used to run last year and the last 3 years, actually. So we're familiar with what they're doing. It's nothing new to what we have seen in the past. You are an idiot.
You don't want to see that. That's something you don't want to see.
So that gives us kind of a jump, but at the same time, they do some things a little differently, but for the most part, that match is it's a defense you definitely have to study.
They got a pretty good corner out there, don't they? That's
Leap. Man, you put me in a bind right there.
I
don't give a lot of corners a lot of respect, but yeah, he's a pretty good corner.
Is he going to play bump on you just because that's what the base does?
Yeah, that's what they do. If he's going to play bump on any receiver before he comes over there. Or are you just saying me?
No, I just want to know if their corner is bumped.
Yeah, they bump.
Okay.
How different, just even name-wise, player-wise from last year, between late last year and Michigan State? Are they a lot different? Are they similar? I mean,
They're similar, but they're different. When you take a guy like Derek Brooks out of the equation, an emotional leader, a leader that everybody follows. I mean, he was a huge key to their success in the past. So that was a huge blow to their defense. I feel it's hard to recruit a guy like that who brings not only leadership but actual gameplay. I mean, his game speaks louder than probably his leadership speaks. But I mean, he's a phenomenal guy, not phenomenal leader. But at the same time, you got Rondae Barber, who's in his waning years, but he's still getting the job done somehow. You know, I don't know how these guys hang on that long, but they get it done. So they have the veteran leadership they need. It's all about just trying to, and I'm not speaking on their behalf because we want to beat them. But it's all about, you know, just going out there and executing on their behalf. Hopefully they don't execute too well and we can come away with a win.
Yeah, holidays coming up, what was your favorite thing about the Thanksgiving table?
Oh, man, just being able to eat anything. That was, and seeing all the unique entrees on the table, that was, the chitlin smell probably was one of the fondest. No, I don't like chitlins, but the smell was always... what is?
Was there anything on the table you pick a favorite?
Man, I pretty much would eat it all. I'm a big dressing guy on Thanksgiving. Love dressing, love turkey. Just can't wait for it.
Do you have to watch it because you're an athlete now? You can't gorge.
I mean, you can dibble and dabble. You just got to watch how much you consume. I'm sure everybody will take part. I'm sure.